tricked-out banana seat bicycles grabbed as much attention as Robert Johnson's 1977 C10 pickup truck at the Old Farts Car Club Cancer Sucks Car Show Sunday. The truck and bikes are from the same era. I have about 10 bikes at home, the North Vancouver resident said. I built them when COVID hit. During the pandemic, he started refurbishing and customizing the bikes, which proved popular with his grandkids who live in Langley. They would go on rides together. Many in Langley may be familiar with his custom work. I take them to sports day at their school, Johnson said. He was among the many who came out to Aldergrove to support the car club event. This was the biggest club show so far, with 146 vehicles filling every inch of the lot at the Legion. Large crowds visited the charity show throughout the hot, sunny day. A final tally isn't done yet because there are still donations coming in, but the amount raised is expected to exceed last year's $15,000. The club will be making a presentation to the two recipient families on July 19th. The show raises money to help families with children who have cancer. The two families who will receive the funds attended the event, seeing firsthand all the people involved in that help. As well, the family of a previous recipient visited the show to drop off a thank you card for the help received. Club members were blown away by the support of the car community, the public, donors, and the Legion, which opened up at 5 a.m. to make it easier for the club. I can't stress enough what they do for us, Lori Chapman, with the car club. The show presents two awards. The Legion Choice Award went to the owner of a 1935 Chev 3-window coupe. Best in Show, chosen by the entrants, went to Grant and Karen Hobbies in their GMC panel. Both of their vehicles will be on the t-shirts and posters for next year's show.